Emergency departments were overwhelmed locally and abroad back in 2022 and early 2023, but Guelph and Wellington County are on the upswing when it comes to numbers regarding what's called offload delays. An offload delay occurs when paramedics arrive at a hospital with a patient, but the hospital is unable to assume care for that patient. Rather, the paramedic does so at the hospital. This impacts patient comfort as well as the ability for that ambulance to head to another call. According to the report from Stephen Dewar that went before the Joint Social Services and Land Ambulance Committee this week, delays created a significant draw on resources in 2022 and the first quarter of 2023. These delays, though, the report notes, are becoming less and less frequent. Dewar says delays had a drastic effect when they were most prevalent.
It caused us to not be able to meet our response times in the city and the county, put a lot of stress on our service. Since then, while there are still some offload delays, especially in peak time, we are in a very busy area. There are times where both the hospital and our paramedic service are under stress, but the situation is much improved. We have seen a significant reduction in offload delays.
Data in the report shows that in 2022, local paramedics were required to stay in hospital emergency departments, caring for patients for greater than 10,700 hours beyond the 30-minute expected offload time. In 2024, that time was reduced to approximately 5,700 hours, something Dewar attributes in part to collaboration with Guelph General Hospital, who have since added staffing and received provincial funding boosts. Dewar explains ambulance response time was hit hard during the 2022 and 23 years. He says a ripple effect occurs when offload delays are significant that can cause a hit to response time numbers as well.
There's one less available ambulance to respond to the next emergency in the community. And if that happens at a busy time, and if it's more than one ambulance, an offload delay, that can have a significant impact on the time it takes to respond to an emergency call. An ambulance will always be sent, but the next available ambulance may be quite a bit further away if all of the local ambulances are tied up providing care in the hospital.
While the goal hasn't been reached yet as far as offload delay stats, Dewar says staff are on the right track.
The provincial target for hospitals is 30 minutes at the 90th percentile. Recognize only 10% of offload delays should take longer than 30 minutes is basically how that translates. The provincial average right now is 44 minutes. The Guelph General Hospital is pretty much in line with that average. There is some work to do, but it's certainly a lot better than the 2 hours that it was just a few years ago.
More boosts to efficiency could be coming too, Dewar says. He explained while a new dispatch technique may be unfamiliar to those calling, the new provincially mandated shift could help in this cause.
From a public point of view, you're asked more questions, and then if your injury or illness is not life-threatening, you may wait a few more minutes in order to prioritize the call. It's a new system being introduced by the province, and we're hoping that's going to make us more efficient, and then with fewer offload delays, the two issues together should help us with our response times.
The new model, known as Medical Priority Dispatch System, will roll out on December 11th of this year. Dewar says he hopes the positive trend of improved offload delay numbers is a sign of things to come as far as response times in Guelph and Wellington County. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.